Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
A wonderful opportunity today to have some more reflection on what's happening in the world and with a focus on China, which is really asserting itself powerfully in so many different contexts. There's posturing between America and China over trade negotiations. There's development of military bases in the South China Sea. There's all sorts of developments that we ought to be mindful of as we think of the issues that are at hand for us today. A wonderful opportunity to welcome back to 2020 Bob Fu, who is the founder of China Aid. And Bob was there in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago when the massacre of those student protesters happened. One of the things that happened out of that was the spark of revival that has swept through China. That at that time, a very small church compared to the population of China has blossomed into what is now a 100 million strong Christian church in China. And so, wonderful opportunity today to welcome Bob Fu back to 2020. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Neil, for having me.
Bob, I wanted to get your impressions on the things that are happening today in China, because as I mentioned, where there's been this amazing revival that's happened, 100 million Christian believers across China. And when you get that sort of strength of numbers, that sort of strength of influence that comes, it's not surprising to us that a communist dictatorial regime might want to crack down on the church. What are your impressions about what's happening today with the crackdown on Christian believers in your homeland of China?
Yes, Neil, as the scripture says, if anyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, he will be persecuted. So in the China context, you know, when you have this 100 million Christians who are in defiance of the Chinese Communist Party's order, and continue to worship every Sunday or even during the weekdays without explicit authorization or permit by the Communist Party religious affairs officials, that is a demonstration of their determination to live a godly life in Christ Jesus by honoring the Lord first. So the persecution today under this brutal dictator, President Xi Jinping, is really the worst since the Cultural Revolution in 1960s. So we have seen in 2018 over a million Christians under intensive persecution, according to our documentation, and actually according to Open Doors, another Christian ministry who actually estimated over 10 to 20 million Christians. But no matter which number, it's a large number. And among them, in 2018 alone, we have documented over 100,000 Christians, you know, were arrested in different times. And over 50,000 of them were physically and mentally abused and tortured. And many of them are still in prison. And for the first time, really since the Cultural Revolution, that we have seen Bible were being assembled and being burnt in public square. For the first time, we have seen the millions of Chinese children who were explicitly banned from even entering into the church building. And for those who are following Christ, those children were forced to sign a form to renounce their faith.
Bob, what about the new technologies being employed by the Chinese communist regime? As I understand it, facial recognition technologies. I've heard reports of cameras being set outside of where house church meetings are gathering, and this intense Big Brother-like intrusion into the lives of Christian believers. What are your thoughts for what's happening now and into the future?
Yes, Neil, I mean, this new wave of persecution certainly is being aided by this new advanced technology of monitoring surveillance, the face recognition cameras. Every church including the government-sanctioned church, that is, if it's still allowed to exist, has to install these face recognition cameras from the pulpit to the street around the church building, so that the Communist Party security forces can monitor and surveillance live those, you know, to make sure no Communist Party member, no Communist Youth League member, nobody under 18 years old, no university students, they are all forbidden to enter into the church building. If these listed members were found and seen in the church building, they would immediately being questioned, interrogated, and certainly being discouraged to attend.
But what do you make of reports that the Chinese Communist government even wants to change the wording in the Bible to make it more communist friendly? That's to us, obviously, as Christian believers, is almost unbelievable. How could that happen? But this is the report we're hearing. Is this true? And what does that mean for people who are receiving a copy of the Bible these days?
It is true. This new campaign is called the Sinicization campaign. So Sinicization means to be more like Chinese. In essence, the Communist Party said the Christianity should be made compatible with communism and socialism. So the doctrine and Bible, and you have to be changed. So there is a 5-year Bible new translation plan with that purpose, is to make your Christian faith and doctrine and translation compatible with socialism. So now in the government sanctioned church, if you are still allowed to exist, I mean, by the way, thousands of government sanctioned churches were even ordered shut down, and really thousands of crosses were being burnt, destroyed, and torn down from the rooftop of the church building. So the sanitization took a very sharp turn when we see the government religious affairs inspectors went to the church and saw on the wall of the church building and took issue with the Ten Commandments on the church's wall and said President Xi would not agree with the first commandment. Then the next day, Ten Commandments became Nine Commandments on the wall. So this is in the church Sunday service. The first item of service is all the congregations were ordered to stand up, sing the national anthem, and sing songs of praising the Chairman Xi, and the local Communist Party leaders preached the sermon part number two after the pastor to do a purification sermon.
It's almost unbelievable the way that happens. And as you share those thoughts, I can't help but think of the pressure that comes on the leaders of the churches. And in China, there's the officially sanctioned church, the Three Self movement, and then there's the underground house church movement. And I imagine that those who are in the Three Self movement are under more pressure to conform to the communist standards of leading church. But how do the house church leaders respond to that? What is their reaction to this idea that there might be intrusion even into the teaching of the church?
You're right. So that's the irony. You know, the government-sanctioned church is supposed to be legally registered, Communist Party protected, kind of legal, allowed to exist church. But they had been under tremendous pressure and persecution. And if they chose to stand up to the government intrusion. So many of their pastors were also being detained and some even sentenced to 14 years imprisonment and for resisting the cross demolition campaign. For the house churches, because most of them do not have a church building, so they don't have this issue of removal of the cross on the rooftop of the church building. But look, I mean, in the past 70 years under communism, the Chinese house church had not only exist and thrive, but also experiencing more revival if there were more persecution. So when President Xi Jinping started this campaign try to crush down, you know, crack down, crush all the churches. I mean, the house church leaders were actually, in a sense, you know, already projecting that the revival will only speed up. And perhaps at the end of the day, the Christianization of China will contribute partially to President Xi Jinping. And in the opposite way, of course, he would be credited as the most faithful servant of the Lord in the opposite way, of course, to help China in by the sociologist projection. By 2030, the number of Chinese Christians will definitely reach to at least 224 million.
Wow. Bob, I'll get your impression here. When we hear of these house church movements, in Australia, we think of meeting in someone's living room house as a house church. But in China, the house church movement has, I wonder whether you can reflect on what it might look like in some house church gatherings, because a very huge number of people who are gathered to be able to hear the preaching of the word. Give us a little insight. Those house churches that you've seen, that you've witnessed, what do they look like?
It was really the original form of the Book of Acts. Basically, initially, they worship and started in their homes. That's why they call it house church. I mean, because they don't have a legal building. And started from the family members, and then from the fellow neighbors, and then the villagers. I visited some Christianized village. 98% of the villagers are Christians, to the point the local Communist Party leaders, their wives, their parents, parents-in-law, all Christians. So the party leaders have to rely on the elders to collect the taxes, the tax, and you know. So you have seen that this kind of revival, and after 1989, as I just mentioned, the revival start happening in the rural, I mean, in the urban areas. I mean, they don't have big homes in the urban areas, so many of the urban house churches start rent facilities, the plazas, the office spaces, to start the worships. And some even had the factory churches. You have shop churches. You know, they started, if a Christian is the owner of the shop, they started their Sunday with their house church and by shutting down their business. And you have factories. Some Christian businessmen would gather 3,000 of their factory, you know, workers to worship together. Of course, now under President Xi, this new crackdown is exactly they want to target this new wave of urban churches in particular, because they are becoming so influential. I mean, their neighbors and some even local Communist Party leaders became secret members. That's why President Xi Jinping even launched a kind of a purging campaign to order all the party members to re-register, and with a specific questionnaire said, are you part of the religion or, you know, religious affiliation? If you said which religion, if you said Christianity, then, yeah, the punishment will come.
So thousands of people gathered in so many of these house churches. And from what I understand, you've got house churches then networked. As one house church is birthed out of another, the networks grow. And I've heard of house churches numbering in the millions.
Yes.
When it comes to networks. How do you describe just the way those networks have grown?
Oh, I mean, these networks, because if they share, like, if I have a family member and who became Christian, and then if they travel to other areas, I mean, doing business, their first task is to start up a house church before their business. So that's how the network just multiplied and grew so fast. And those children, I mean, those especially women, if they get married to a new family, and then after they become Christian, they will immediately go back to their own, you know, village and homes in other provinces, other counties, and start a house church. So this is massive.
And Bob, when people are doing that, going off to start a new business, and before they do that, this encouragement, this call of God to actually start a house church first and then start business. This is absolutely amazing. And so for so many listeners today, something that's new when it comes to this idea of being committed to serve Jesus with our whole heart, with our whole mind, for our whole being to serve Jesus in this way. This is the way that faith has taken a hold of the Chinese people. And it can't be stopped. It can't
it
be stamped
be
out.
Stopped. Yeah.
And so, as you say, the future is that the 100 million that we might identify now is likely to, into the 2030s, to double.
Double, more than
in
double.
In that time. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what will happen with the persecution of Christian believers as the Chinese communist regime endeavors all the more to crack down. What's your prediction for Christian believers into this coming time?
My prediction is I think the Communist Party or President Xi Jinping launched a war that they will never win. They have never won in the first place in the past. I mean, Chairman Mao has banned all religions during the Cultural Revolution. And the 10 years Cultural Revolution from 1966 to 1976 became a kind of a soil for a rapid growth of underground church. So if Chairman Mao Zedong cannot even succeed by removing, cracking down like, the 10 years great persecution during the Roman Empire and end up the emperor himself became Christian. So maybe we should pray that, the Lord would instill the heart of this brutal dictator and make him a Constantine. So who knows? But we should have a big faith. You know, the Lord can do anything.
Well, I know listeners will be so impressed to hear your reflection on those things that are happening, that are developing, on the things that have happened, in the way that God uses tyrannical leaders to actually cause his church to grow. These things are amazing. Bob Fu has been our guest. Bob has written a book called God's Double Agent. It is available through Vision Christian Store. Simply go to vision.org.au. You'll find a link there and you'll be able to get a hold of Bob's story, God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. It is an amazing story, and I want to thank you so much for joining us, Bob. I'll point people to also the website chinaaid.org. It's the ministry organization that you have founded. And I know that you encourage people to support all sorts of good ministries that are supporting the persecuted church, ministries like Voice of the Martyrs. Thank you so much for joining us today on 2020.
It's my pleasure, Neil. Thank you for the listeners.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.